Once again, Arctic air is with us across the Northeast. Highs today have been mainly in the teens. We've had some single-digit readings in our higher elevations, and the dew point temperatures remain quite low, running in the single digits to around 10 below zero, so the air mass is extremely dry. The weather conditions have been quite dry across the region. There have been a couple of snow showers across the North Country. The lake effect snow band that extended into portions of the Adirondacks through the night is now shrinking and retreating back towards Lake Ontario. There are some high clouds filtering into the southern half of our area, basically from the capital region on south, and those clouds actually link up with a storm that is bringing wintry weather all the way to the Gulf Coast. Winter storm warnings extend from North Carolina right through North Florida into the Panhandle and then west to southern Louisiana and eastern Texas as a rare winter storm is impacting portions of the southeast and Gulf Coast through the day today into tonight. Now, that storm will shoot off the coast and track south of us during the late night and early morning hours of tomorrow. Some of the computer models do indicate that some snow could sneak into our extreme southern area, the lower Hudson Valley into the New York City area, so I'll have at least the chance for some snow in the forecast for that region. Otherwise, the night will be quiet but cold as temperatures across our area fall back into the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow will be a quiet day, though we could see a few snow showers come into areas north of Albany during tomorrow afternoon as a little disturbance comes through. Otherwise, it's a partly cloudy day with temperatures that will be mainly in the teens. We'll warm up into the 20s on Thursday, and by Friday, some areas will rise into the 30s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 8 below zero to 2 above zero. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers, high 10 to 18. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Partly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, low 8 below zero to 2 above zero, and tomorrow partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, high 10 to 18. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow far south, low in the single digits to around 10, and tomorrow becoming mostly sunny, high 18 to 22. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 0 to 5, and for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, high 14 to 20. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny and not as cold, high in the 20s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or flurries, high 28 to 36. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.